York region modeling indicates that the peak of the COVID-19 Omicron wave could be as soon as this weekend, though the downturn will last several weeks after that. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Barry Pakes highlighted that the peak of York region's caseload could hit January 15, with an estimated 2,800 new cases per day. Meanwhile, the peak for hospitalizations could come January 20, at 33 new regional hospitalizations per day. Although there are still challenges, Pakes said it does provide a reason for optimism. "We're in a very difficult time right now. We can expect it to be difficult for another week, 2 weeks at least, and then we can hopefully see somewhat of a decrease over the coming weeks," Pakes said. "Although it still will be challenging, we will have reached a peak." Posted case counts are now less accurate due to testing restrictions, Pakes said, but the region can still model based on hospitalizations and wastewater data. "The peak of this wave is significantly higher than previous ones, with wave 3 last year reaching a high of 500 cases per day. Although the current Omicron variant is less likely to cause hospitalization, the sheer number of cases means hospitalizations and ICU are becoming overwhelmed," Pakes said. He noted that Cortellucci Vaughan Hospital has 27 patients in ICU with a capacity of 21, with 60% of the total there for COVID-19. The hospital's January 13 at 10 a.m. update, which occurred after the presentation, said there were 14 patients in ICU for COVID-19, with 4 on ventilator. However, he said vaccination efforts are going well, with the region administering approximately 12,000 doses per day. "Children aged 5 to 11 are now 55% vaccinated," he said. "Approximately 89.5% of York region adults have at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. But council members questioned efforts to address the unvaccinated. I have no patience for the people who do not want to get vaccinated," Regional Councillor Jack Heath said, noting Quebec is planning to tax the unvaccinated. "What we can do to get from 90% vaccinated to 100%. Pakes said it is a challenge. He noted the unvaccinated are significantly more likely to go to hospital or ICU compared to the vaccinated, but there are no plans currently by the province to introduce additional measures. "That is one of the most challenging aspects of the pandemic response. The challenge of how to incentivize people is really a very challenging one," he said, but adding York region is one of the most vaccinated regions in the world. Pakes said the region wants to update its dashboard to once again include data on hospital admissions. However, he said they would not be broken down by vaccination status due to challenges getting that information from different hospitals. Council Chairman and CEO Wayne Emerson asked the public and council to be patient with public health. "We have said our response is a marathon, not a sprint," Emerson said. "I am optimistic there are brighter days on the horizon."